I spent time with a friend yesterday. At one point during the day, he got upset with himself and said in a harsh tone, "You dumb fucker." He said this to himself, yet I was taken aback and asked him from a place of curiosity, "Do you often speak to yourself in that tone of voice?" He laughed and said, "Yeah, I'm just kidding though." I went on to ask him if he would ever imagine speaking to someone else he loved in that tone, his daughters, friends, or family that are close to him. And he said, "Of course not. I would never talk to someone I love like that." So then, does that mean you don't love yourself? He could see where I was going with this line of questioning. And he agreed that he would make an effort to be kinder to himself and to be playful in a way that wasn't so harsh. Later in the day, I spoke to myself. I don't remember exactly what was happening, but I said to myself, "Honey, let's try something else." And he looked at me and smiled and asked if I spoke to myself that way. I said, "Absolutely. My focus is to be the unconditionally loving parent to myself that I wanted when I was a child." And then the point really landed for him about us speaking earlier about how he was speaking to himself. He smiled and commented that that was really sweet, and he was even more committed to being kind to himself in that way. So I'm sure it's clear to you the point I want to make in this audio. And the thing to remember is that abuse is never okay. And a lot of us who've experienced intensity in our childhood or have a history of abuse or addiction in our family, the way we speak to ourselves can still be abusive and harsh. And my encouragement to you is to gently be shifting in a way that's acceptable to you for the ways that you would speak to another, especially a small child. So often when I'm working with clients, I bring this up to them. I say, "Would you speak to your child that way? Would you speak to your granddaughter that way?" And they, of course, laugh and say, "No way, I would never speak to anyone that way." So depending upon where you are in this journey, it may be sometimes you're harsh on yourself, and maybe sometimes you're really verbally abusive to yourself. Wherever you are on the spectrum, I encourage you to imagine if you make a mistake or you do something that you don't like that you wish you would do differently, I encourage you to imagine you're speaking to a 3 or 4 year old child that is either a small version of yourself, your inner child, your own child, even if they're older. Imagine what you wish you would say to them when they, if they were 3 or 4, or a grandchild. Because this level of deep healing and unconditional love is so powerful, even though it might seem silly at first to be like, "Oh, it doesn't matter." It does deeply matter when you create this sense of safety and deep self-love and unconditional love for your humanness. Everything changes because then we are safe in our own skin and we are deeply transforming the old patterns of abuse that we may have experienced in our own life or are definitely really dominant in our culture right now. So this is one powerful practice that you can be changing the energetic grid from one of abuse to one of love, to a presence of unconditional love for your humanness. I'm Christelle Arcucci. Thank you so much for joining me for this audio. If you would like more support like this, you can visit sacredbodyrichlife.com. See you soon.